This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. There are three questions. If you do the quick, easy exercise, that will help you know that your business is headed in the right direction. I'll cover these three questions today. The three questions have to do with managing your labor well and basically understanding that managing parts is another piece of making sure that you have a profitable business. But the thing that we have these days, more than anything else, is labor issues. And the better you manage your labor, the more productive your labor is, the better your bottom line will be. And so in the old days, what I used to say is that growth was marketing limited. The more marketing you did, the more you could grow. Now growth is people limited, field personnel limited. The more competent, and I'll use the word competent, field personnel you have, the more you can grow. The marketing, quite frankly, is the easy part. Finding the competent, great field employees is the hard part. And so the first question totally revolves around people. And the question is, what is your productivity ratio? Or what is your compensation percentage? Both mean exactly the same thing. What am I talking about? Well, these ratios, these little assessments, say for every dollar that you bring in the door in sales, how much are you spending on labor, payroll, and payroll taxes? So to do this number, all you need to do is look at your total payroll for a month, add your payroll taxes, and divide by sales. So doing this should take you less than 2 minutes if you have accurate year, month-end financial statements. And payroll is all payroll. That includes you. That includes your field personnel. That includes your office personnel. Everybody you write a payroll check to. Add your payroll taxes to that and divide that sum by your revenue for that particular month. You can do it by department if you do it by department and all of your overhead is departmentalized, or you can do it for the company as a whole. So if your compensation percentage or your productivity ratio is 47%, that means for every dollar you take in the door, you're spending 47 cents on payroll and payroll taxes. The other thing I should warn you about is that it's only payroll and payroll taxes. Don't include workers' comp, don't include benefits, don't include anything but payroll and payroll taxes. The question also might come up, what about bonuses? Well, bonuses in my book are given by the goodness of your heart. They are done simply because you had a great year, you had a great month, you did a great job, whatever. But bonuses, as a general rule, are paid at the end of the year based on how well the company did from a profit perspective. So at the end of the year, if you're doing this in December, you're only going to use payroll and payroll taxes for normal payroll and payroll taxes. You're not going to include any bonuses. That does not mean don't include commissions. So for example, if one of your salespeople, if your salespeople who are should be paid on commission, you've got to include their commissions along with any base pay that you actually pay them. So that ratio says for every dollar that you take in the door, how much you're spending on payroll and payroll taxes. If your ratio is greater than 100%, yes, I have seen it greater than 100%. That means that you're taking 100, you know, if, let's say your ratio is 101%. For every dollar that you're taking in the door, you're spending a dollar and a penny just on payroll and payroll taxes. Can this happen? Absolutely. Now, is it likely to happen in the middle of a very busy season? No. However, most of us have these wonderful months, and I use that facetiously, called February maybe, or March maybe, or April maybe, you know, the 3 months of the year that are typically your slowest months of the year. And if you don't have maintenance, if you don't have enough maintenance clients that you can talk to and get some work that's maintenance related, in those months, your payroll compensation, your compensation percentage might actually be higher than the amount of revenue you take in the door. Now, be careful, because if that's the case, you absolutely, totally, completely need more maintenance. And we're going to talk through that in future podcasts. So remember, the compensation ratio, or the productivity ratio, is simply payroll, all payroll, including your payroll, plus payroll taxes, and divide that by sales. So take monthly payroll plus monthly payroll taxes divided by monthly sales, and that's your percentage compensation for the month. If it's too high, in your opinion, and you want it probably under 40% on average, in slower months it might be higher, in busier months it probably and should be lower, tell everybody that you're going to start tracking it. And when you start tracking it, guess what normally happens? The ratio goes down. And yes, we want this ratio to go down. We don't want this ratio to go up. We want it to be 30 cents on every dollar, or 25 cents on every dollar, or 32 cents on every dollar. We want this ratio staying stable or going down. Start tracking it and let everybody know what it is. Amazingly, things will happen to make it go down. So that's the first question you want to ask. What is your compensation ratio, or what is your productivity ratio? And that will tell you how well you are managing your labor. When we get back from break, I'm going to give you the other two ratios. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. We'll be right back. I've seen my client salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition, when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask: can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon, or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. Before the break, I gave you the first question that you need to answer. What is your productivity ratio? And that is simply the payroll plus payroll taxes divided by sales for the month, for the quarter, for the year, however you want to do it, but it should be under 40%. The next question you want to answer is, what is your overhead cost per hour? Now, I've seen things and heard things where it says, oh, your overhead is constant. Baloney. Your overhead is not constant as it relates to a job. And this is what I mean by that. If a job takes 4 hours, or a job takes 40 hours, and you give each of those jobs the same amount of overhead, that's not fair. The job that had 40 billable hours needs to be able to cover the overhead for 40 billable hours, and the job that took 4 hours should cover the overhead for 4 hours. And overhead per hour is something that's usually the first time you do it, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's this high. Or thankfully, it's that low. And overhead per hour is just calculated your total overhead divided by your billable hours. Now, you can departmentalize overhead costs per hour if you'd like. If your employees work in one, if your field employees work, let's say, only in service or only in install, or only in maintenance, or only in commercial, or only in refrigeration, or whatever, then it's pretty easy. The number of billable hours goes for the refrigeration department is only the field guys who work in refrigeration. The overhead cost per hour for the service department is the billable hours for all of your service techs. It's pretty easy to do it that way. The question comes in, oh, what if I have techs that are working in multiple departments? So, for example, you're a smaller company, and you have technicians who do service and replacement. You have to estimate the number of hours that, or the percentage of their time that they work in service versus the percentage of time that they work in, let's say, install. And then you can actually do it. You take their total number of billable hours, and you break it into the two departments by the percentage of time they work in each one of those departments. So for those of you who are larger companies where you have techs who are only in the service department and you have maintenance guys who are only in maintenance and you have install guys who are only in install, or you have commercial guys who are only commercial or residential guys who are only residential, it's a lot easier to do this because you know those guys only do service or they only do whatever. In the smaller companies where you have people who do multiple departments, if you want to departmentalize it, then you have to estimate the number of hours or the percentage of their time that they spend in each one of the departments and take their billable hours and divide that into the departments. Okay, so what's a billable hour? A billable hour is an hour that you can bill the customer for. It's not a training hour or a meeting hour or an hour that you give them because you want to give them enough payroll hours in a slower time of the year. It's not a vacation hour. It's not a holiday hour. It's not a sick day hour. It is simply an hour that you can bill the customer for. Okay, that's it. And the more billable hours you have, guess what? The number goes down. Your overhead cost per hour goes down. All right, so everybody says, well, what's a good overhead cost per hour? And the answer really and truly is it depends. If you're a little company, your overhead costs per hour are going to be higher than if you're a larger company. And you think, well, wait a minute, the larger companies have more overhead. Yes, that's true in the aggregate. But each one of their guys in those larger companies has a smaller percentage of overhead that they have to cover. So, for example, if you have two guys and you have $100,000 worth of overhead, then each guy is responsible for $50,000 worth of overhead, right? But let's say we were going to add a third guy. So we're not going to add another, you know, $50,000 of overhead for the third guy. We might add a little truck expense, a little gas expense. Let's say that we add another, let's say $10,000 or maybe, you know, let's say even $20,000 of overhead. So we have $120,000 in total overhead divided by three guys. And so now you have each guy responsible for $40,000. And yes, you have a total overhead that's higher, but each guy is responsible for less. With two guys, each guy was responsible for 50. Three guys in this particular case are responsible for 40. So you can see that as you add more and more people, the total overhead goes up, but the overhead that's charged for each field employee actually goes down. So that's why larger companies, as a general rule, have lower overhead costs per hour than smaller companies. And the question is, all right, what's good? Essentially, getting it down is good. So if you started with an overhead cost per hour of, let's say, $55 an hour, and you want it down next year, you want it to 54, then the year after that, you want it to 53, then 52, then 51, whatever. You want to see whether you can get it to somewhere under $40 an hour. And that's a really good target to shoot for, especially for service. For larger companies, I normally see overhead costs per hour under $25 per hour. But again, they have a lot of field employees. They have a lot of people to actually spread the overhead, you know, amongst all of those people. And sometimes I'll even see it under $20 an hour for really, really large companies. So that's how they can charge less than you. You know, how do they get it done with all that overhead? Think about it this way. If your overhead cost per hour is $50 an hour, and the big boys and the big big companies' overhead cost per hour is $25 an hour, for an 8-hour job, you've got to add $50 times 8 hours or $400, And the big guys only have to add 25 times 8 or $200. So where does that $200 go? You have two options. You can charge $200 less, or you can make $200 more on the bottom line. And that's where they get the economies of scale. So first thing is to find out where your overhead cost per hour is. And then once you know your overhead cost per hour, then you can figure out, okay, is it too high? What can I do to lower it? Can we increase our billable hours? Or are we as efficient as we possibly can? And if not, increase your billable hours. All right, the last question that I want you to ask yourself is, what net profit per hour do you want? Or where is it right now? And net profit per hour is you take the same number of billable hours and you divide it by your net profit. So if you want to do this on a yearly basis, you look at last year's net operating profit and divide it by the total billable hours, and whatever number you get, you get. And if you like it, terrific. If you don't like it, then do something about it. I ran an exercise, and I still use this exercise, where a contractor 1 year had $1.87 net profit per hour. And nobody likes $1.87 net profit per hour. You could go work in a fast food restaurant for more than $1.87 and have a whole lot less hassle and a whole lot less stress. So you're really in a situation where, what are you comfortable with a net profit per hour? And you have to see where you are and see where you want to go with it. And that is totally up to you, but you need to know the number. You need to know, for every dollar that comes in the door, how much drops to the bottom line. For every hour, every billable hour, how much drops to the bottom line in net profit. And obviously, the more billable hours you have, the more net profit you have. So look at everything in terms of numbers. All right. So here are the three questions. Number one, what is your productivity ratio, or what is your compensation percentage, which answers the question, for every dollar in payroll, for every dollar in sales, how much am I using to spend in payroll and payroll taxes? And obviously, the lower the better in this particular case. Your overhead cost per hour, which is, for every dollar in overhead, for every billable hour, how much do I have to spend and how much do I have to add to a job in overhead? So that's your overhead cost per hour. If your overhead cost per hour is $40 and you have an 8-hour job, that's $320 that you need to add. And the last question that you want to answer is, where am I from a net profit perspective? Net profit per hour is simply the net operating profit divided by your billable hours. And if you don't like the number, do something about it. You can either increase your billable hours, you can increase your pricing, and it may be a combination of both. So knowing the answers to those three questions will tell you a really good idea, and you'll have a really great idea of where you are and how profitable your business is. So thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.